The Ashes on In Play Radio.
First Ashes test then, Anthony, always exciting. It's at Cardiff. We haven't got a lot to go on with Cardiff. Only two tests that England have played there before. One was against the Aussies in 2009 when we had that ridiculous Jimmy Anderson-Monty Panesar partnership which earned a draw, which we'll probably never see the like of again. The one thing we do know about it, though, it's usually a good track for spinners, isn't it?
Yeah. I think a lot depends on the weather forecast. There could be a few showers next week, but if it is like this and very hot, then Cardiff should spin. And I think it's really going to be interesting what both teams do, England in particular. If they go with two spinners, I think that gives them more of an advantage, especially at Cardiff. So I think watch out for the selections of both teams, I think, before getting involved.
Let's look at the top bat and bowl markets. First of all, top England bat. Joe Root heads the market, as you might expect. Alistair Cook, Ian Bell, Adam Live, and Gary Balance and Ben Stokes. They're probably a bit of money for Stokes, because Peter's kind of caught the public's imagination. But you know, you look at Alistair Cook hit 133 against Sri Lanka here. Ian Bell hit 103 against Sri Lanka as well in one of the two tests. So there are players with a bit of form on this ground for England.
Yeah, and I think first couple of days it is a place you want to bat. It's normally win the toss, bat first and make use of it, and then it kind of breaks up. So I expect the top run scorer to come from the top order. And for me, that's Joe Root. I think he'll set the tone for the series. He's going to be the mainstay through the series. He bats in that number five position. If he gets in, it's normally after the new ball. He plays spin well. And as long as he gets through that initial period, I think he's someone who can go big in that first test.
Top Australian batsman market for the first test. Michael Clarke has hit 83 at this ground before, but not many others have actually played it.
Yeah.
Going into a match where you've never played the ground before, or not played it many times, maybe a bit of domestic county cricket, is that difficult as a batsman, or do you just go on as it's just a patch of grass like any other?
No, I think a lot of things you can do when you've not played there much is really talk to other players that have been there. You know, we mentioned the Australians. I've played domestic cricket there as well, but it's going in with the form you've got from the nets and the other games and not really worry about that you haven't played at the ground. A few of the Australians have probably not played there, but the others will have done, so it's not too much of a disadvantage. I just think, again, Australia will look to win the toss and bat. It's going to be from the top order. I've gone with Michael Clarke for the series, but I'm going to go with one of the openers. I'm going to go David Warner. I think he normally starts series well. He'll be looking to really get after Jimmy Anderson and Stuart Broad. If he can see off that new ball, I think he's someone who scores quickly and can score heavily. So for me, David Warner.
Top England bowler next, Jimmy Anderson top of the market, Stuart Broad next, and you got Mark Wood, Stephen Finn. Interesting one here, if he starts, is Adil Rashid around the 9-2 mark. We think maybe he's been picked for this test. I mean, it was interesting to hear the head coach saying, well, someone asking the question, well, he goes for a few runs. And he said, if he takes 520, exactly. I don't care.
And I think Adil Rashid can be really potent, especially against the lower order. I think our new ball bowling is fine, Jimmy Anderson. It's later on when the ball stops swinging and seaming. You need someone who's got that bit of mystery. Adil Rashid's got that. If he's in the lineup, he'd be someone I'm looking at because you know, that's a very good price. So if he doesn't play, again, it's a safe bet, but it's the one, you know, you'd kind of go for 9 times out of 10, and that'd be James Anderson. So if there's no Rashid, James Anderson. If Rashid comes in and the weather's like this, Adil Rashid.
Top Aussie bowler. I guess you could just go down the same route and look at the spinner, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, Mitchell Starc's actually the favourite here, just from Mitchell Johnson. But you know, if Nathan Lyon's got the ball in his hand and he's got a bit of form, then it could work for him as well.
Keep an eye on the forecast. If it's hot, Lyon comes into play because of the England left-handers. We've already spoke about that. If not, and it's a bit overcast, then again, Mitchell Starc. So one of them two. I think Starc is going to be a threat through the series, also Lyon. So it's between them two. Conditions will just depend on which way you go.
The actual match betting, it's interesting. I mean, you got England at 3-1, the draw 9-4, and 10-11 for the Aussies. I mean, given what we've seen from England and the way they're going to play this game, that looks tempting, that 3-1. Where are you on the actual match?
You know, I think England can upset them in this first match. I know Australia, I think, will win the series, but 3-1 is a big, big price. Again, conditions for me. I think if England play two spinners, I genuinely think they can win this game. I really do. If not, just the Aussies. I don't think there'll be a draw by any stretch of the imagination. It all depends on selection. So you could be leaving it till the last day, or even the morning of the match. But if England play two spinners, I think England can win this match.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.